T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, you'll hear from Girardi, Francona, and I'll give you the Yankee lineup after this spot with Brian Billick. The Brian Billick Report brought to you by Mavis Discount Tire. Save on tires at MavisTire.com. And by Joseph Abboud, flagship store. Experience exceptional quality, style, and service at our good friend Joseph Abboud. Service at its very best. Brian Billick, NFL Network, joins us now. Brian, welcome. How are you?
Doing great today.
All right. We're living in the middle of more chaos for the Giants, who now have suspended Rogers Cromartie. Multiple incidents, him taking his shoulder pads off in the locker room at halftime Sunday, not wanting to play, getting in a confrontation with another player. Then I gather what we're hearing is suspended because was upset when the coach told him he was going to be inactive this week for whatever happened last week. He got into something with the coach and then was suspended today from the team. So that's going on. Jenkins left with 40 seconds left, walked into the locker room. So they've had multiple injuries, lost Marshall for the season, Beckham for the season, Harris for the season, and have all this chaos around an 0-5 team. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, it's somewhat predictable in the sense that obviously a team with the pedigree of the Giants and the way that the season has gone, and this fragmenting of the locker room, so to speak, you eventually hear, as is very cliche, that, you know, the coach has lost the locker room, which I'm a coach. I don't necessarily buy that. If a locker room gets lost, it loses itself in terms of responsibility to one another, recognize just what a tough time they're going through right now with a lot of season left to play. So these types of challenges probably are not untypical, and the organization and Ben McAdoo have to be very assertive about that when you find players that are going to kind of go off the rails that way, regardless of the frustration. Yes, it's emotional, and you can't excuse it from the standpoint of, well, players are just emotional, they're upset, because this team's got to hold itself together regardless of the multiple obstacles that are being thrown in front of it. It's not about winning or losing anymore. It's how are you going to hold together as a team?
How about the Steelers, who had the whole anthem thing, had the Brown thing on the sideline, had multiple things with Roethlisberger, and then go out and get beat like that by Jacksonville, now this week to Kansas City? We're going to learn something about those Steelers.
Yeah, and typically with the Steelers, and I kind of picked the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl this year. I thought they really had, with that defense getting better last year, they added Joe Hayden offensively. He's got so many weapons, notwithstanding the holdout of Le'Veon Bell. Offensive line is intact. But the Steelers do tend to be a little schizophrenic at times. And in terms of, you know, kind of play up and down to the level of competition, looked like they had it all back together when they played the Ravens. Because obviously that was a complete game. It was on the road. And Le'Veon Bell having 144 yards rushing with 35 carries. So you thought, okay, Steelers have put this thing back together. Not atypical of a team that, has got that kind of balance. And then you're right. Now, you know, we could probably look at it and let's give credit to Jacksonville and the way they were able to run the ball. Who'd have thought that Leonard Fournette was going to come in and have the kind of game that he was going to have, that the same kind of game they had against the Baltimore Ravens, and Ben Roethlisberger throwing for 5 interceptions. It's a little interesting right now. I was just seeing reports. Ben's kind of burring up, that people are kind of dismissing him and dismissing his ability to play the game and kind of blaming the media when it was Ben. And we know Ben can be – there's a lot of drama around Ben. And it was Ben who was the one that said, well, I don't know, maybe I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, he's the one who talked about retirement.
Yeah, you know, and my experiences are if you're talking about retiring, then you're retired. And that would have been my concern coming into the season. He's a great player. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. and is trying to reel it back a little bit. And clearly now playing the best team in the NFL right now in Kansas City, they're going to need that complete game, both offensively and defensively, if they think they're going to go on the road to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about two teams doing things right, winning right now. And I shouldn't say doing things right from a standpoint of the media, because Cam Newton had his own fires to put out last week with the whole comment with the young lady. He got past that and then went out and played a brilliant game. So that tells you something about Newton in the eye of the storm there. Went out and played really well in that game. Carolina 4-1, hosting 4-1 Philadelphia. So two of the teams right now playing very well. Big Thursday night matchup.
Yeah, maybe one of the best we've had. And what Carolina, and we've seen this evolution during the course of the last few weeks. Talked about it on our playbook show that we do on the NFL Network at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Last couple weeks, I've talked about the advent of Christian McCaffrey and how teams are going to have to account for him. He's on pace for 100 receptions this year. Obviously, Cam Newton, his ability to run the ball, muted early in the season, but more and more. So teams are focusing on that. The big play opportunity that presents itself when obviously teams have to constantly stack that box was thinking primarily of Benjamin and Funchess. And then here you see Ed Dixon come up with a 5-reception, 175-yard game, that big plays for them. So, yeah, they're putting together a complete offense right now that is continuing to mature and continuing to look, you know, pretty darn good. And on the flip side with Philadelphia is clearly for real. They're running the ball with the physicality now of LeGarrette Blount. Obviously, Carson Wentz is continuing to improve in all the things that he does. Defense has gotten better. And so, this is probably the best Thursday night matchup we've had.
Very, very good game. And two teams, as we said, playing very good football right now, doing a good job. And you have Atlanta, who's coming off the one loss, and now they're back this week. But so they're in the mix, as is Green Bay. And, you know, just again, the Green Bay win last week, where Rodgers showed you that he might not get Brady's records, he might not get Montana's records, but physically, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone, mobility, accuracy, presence, I think he's the most talented player I've ever seen at the position.
I can't disagree with you. I'm doing a bit on playbook tonight, just showing some basic plays, and they're not plays that, you know, any other team doesn't run. Everybody's running the normal. You're going to see tonight on the show where I show where the typical boot, you wait, fake one way, come back the other, and you have a three-level throw, a vertical, a crossing route, and an underneath route. And it's not so much that they run the route. Everybody does, but he's outside the pocket. He's under duress. And he delivers the ball right on target, giving the receiver a chance to get additional yards after that. And then doing another one when they throw back the other way. And then out of the gun, where you're faking one way. Everybody runs the quick little read option fake and then hits that quick slant. What jumps out at you is he's faking to the left, gets his shoulders back to the right, throws the ball to Jordy Nelson in a way quickly, just past the outstretched arms of a linebacker, in a way that Jordy Nelson gets to catch it in full stride and get additional yards. It's his accuracy. It's those little throws that really separate him. And I can't argue with him, taking nothing away from future Hall of Famer Tom Brady or what a Drew Brees does or any other quarterback in the league. This guy, his sheer physical talent and the confidence he has, and the team that has confidence around him. I mean, it's stunning when you look at, you know, they're in Dallas, you know, a pretty good football team. And less than a minute, or right at a minute, and here, 9 plays, 75 yards later, and all of a sudden now you've got
to
win.
You know, it almost looks to me sometimes, and you're a guy who was a noted quarterback guy, so you do a lot, have done a lot of work with quarterbacks. He seems like he can almost suspend the action while he's in the pocket, where he's moving, and he finds time and space to get enough movement to throw, enough time to throw, and ability to get his body in such a way where he's going to deliver the ball accurately. And it seems like he can slow the game down and slow the players down around him, where it's amazing where he's moving, but it doesn't even seem like he's moving. It's an amazing talent that he has, and it's almost like he's stopped, and he's not stopped. He's still moving. He gets away. He throws it. It's just remarkable. He'll make four or five plays a game where you just say, I don't believe he just made that play.
And Mike, what's stunning, to go back and remember, let's remember that Aaron Rodgers fell to 24th pick in the draft
yep.
for the Green Bay Packers,
yep.
which was a precipitous fall. People thought he'd go or thought they would challenge Alex Smith, who was the first overall pick to San Francisco. And let's go back, and this shows you how dumb we are in the NFL. The consensus thought was they questioned the athleticism
yep.
of Aaron Rodgers.
How about that?
How he was, you know, was he a good enough athlete to extend plays? I mean, that's laughable now. Clearly, the most accurate thrower outside the pocket, to my view, in the history of this game.
And, you know, Mike Holmgren told me this once. He said the worst scouted position and the worst coach position in the NFL by far is quarterback.
Yeah, because it's particularly coming from the colleges now where what they're having those quarterbacks do. And in fairness, it's the hardest to quantify. I mean, we've talked about it before. If you and I were to sit here and list the 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time, your list, my list, combined, there'd be maybe 13, 14 names. And then we were to list what made them great, whether it's the accuracy of a Joe Montana, the pure mechanics of a Troy Aikman, the quick release of a Dan Marino. I mean, you know, step by step,
yep.
each quarterback would have a different set of what made them great. And that's why it's so hard, because there's not going to be the one prototypical, oh, this is what makes a great quarterback. It's a combination of different things that makes them each great in their own way.
Is it instincts that is the hardest to teach, or is it his accuracy that's the hardest to teach?
Well, accuracy, I mean, just the sheer physical ability to throw the ball the way. You can't teach accuracy. You can certainly work on the mechanics, whether it's the lower body, the arc of the throw. I was used to, you know, when you scout college players and you'd visit with a college coach and they'd say, well, this guy does so-and-so with his feet, or he throws a certain way, but you can fix that. And my answer was, well, no, I can't. I mean, the guy throws the way he throws for the most part. You can work on some of the basic fundamentals. So accuracy is what it is. Now, when you combine that with now just the depth of knowledge of the game, what on a football field has Aaron Rodgers not seen that he can't adapt to? And now he and Mike McCarthy, who, it's interesting, let's remember Mike McCarthy was on that 49ers staff that
yep.
took Alex Smith. So he kind of inherited an Aaron Rodgers who, when he was San Francisco, had to be part of the group there that says, no, we're going to take Alex Smith and not an Aaron Rodgers. So it's kind of funny. But the fact that they've been together and can draw on the collective experiences they have together, they're just brilliant.
And, you know, you bring up Alex Smith, and he's worth talking about here for a second because the team's unbeaten. And think about what he's going through this year and how well he's handling it. They drafted and traded up to get a strong-armed quarterback, which is and they're talking about Mahomes, whose father was a baseball pitcher, who throws the ball with an incredible velocity and an ability to throw the ball a mile. Alex does not have that kind of arm, which is the reason they drafted this quarterback. He believes this will be his last year in Kansas City. He has worked with the kid exhaustively. He has helped the kid tremendously. But he goes out, and he has improved his own play, and now he's got an undefeated team, and he's playing superbly. Knowing all that has happened, he didn't pout, he didn't yell, he didn't do anything. He handled it in a team concept, and he is also benefiting tremendously this year.
Yeah, I mean, remember, he's been through this before when he was in San Francisco. So he has a history of understanding how this works. You know, what's the difference in Alex Smith? Well, Alex Smith has been, except for one year, a sub-500 throw guy his entire career. It's what he's doing with those throws. Alex Smith, when I last looked, was second or third in the league in yards per attempt. When was the last time Alex Smith has ever been? Because that's not who they are.
Yep.
They've added that explosive element to good defense, run the ball. Obviously, Alex Smith, very efficient, completing 70%, better than 70%, 76% of his passes.
And they're explosive out of a three tight end offense.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun to watch because I tell you what it is, and I give Andy Reid great credit. This is just Delaware wing T. All of this, you know, quarterback fake and
yep.
Read option and ghost sweeps and jet sweeps. This is Delaware wing T. This is
Tubby Raymond. Tubby Raymond.
Yep. I mean, this is classic. You know, everybody said, well, look at this new innovative. Hey, this is 50 years old. I give Andy Reid great credit for building back on that, and they're having great success with it.
Yeah, they really are. And then they have the one home run kid in Hill who can break a play anywhere on the field.
Yeah, and of course, Kelce tied in the same
yeah,
way.
Wonderful player, yes.
That's clearly the difference. They've added that explosive element that was missing before. That for them now it's all about, well, this is all well and good, but what happens during the postseason? That, you know, they've always been so good for so long now, but it's not translated into the postseason. So the regular season, you know, they're on a heck of a march here, but everybody will wait to see, can this translate into the postseason? My guess is it will.
Well, thanks very much. We'll chat next week. Appreciate it very much, Brian. Thank you.
Sounds great, Mike.
All right. Now, he's brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets can be complicated, confusing, but there's a better way with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game all season long, whether you're planning a day out with friends or searching for a last-minute deal. SeatGeek saves you time and money, and it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets. Best of all, new users get $20 off their first purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code Billick, B-I-L-L-I-C-K, B-I-L-L-I-C-K. That's promo code Billick for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. See it live with SeatGeek. Right seat, right now, right from your phone. Before we break, Yankee lineup. Here it is. Joe Girardi, Francona, both coming up. Gaudy, Judge, Didi, Sanchez, Bird, Castro, Hicks, Ellsbury, Frazier, Sabathia. So as expected, Gaudy, Judge, Didi, Sanchez, Bird, Castro, Hicks, Ellsbury, Frazier, with CC on the mound. So as expected, the lineup break up the righties and lefties once again with Didi in the 3 and Bird in the 5. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.